Well, we have a pool of money and we look after the hospitals. The hospitals are in our names and we're responsible for the maintenance of the hospitals and their upkeep.
And is that similar to the sort of the boundaries that the previous hospital boards had as well?
It's a little different. We don't have any control over the nursing staff or their employment and or the purchasing of goods and things like that.
Right. So the maintenance of the buildings, that means that sometimes there must be little things and sometimes big things to look after.
Yes.
Mm. How do you get the money to do that?
The government has allocated a certain amount of money to each HAC and we keep that in a term, interest term deposits or in current accounts.
And is it easy to access?
Well, it used to be relatively easy. We always had to put in an estimate and get quotes and get approvals, but now I'm afraid we're not allowed to spend any money at the moment.
Now, is that actually a directive or that spend no money at the moment, or is that just what it seems to be happening?
Well, it's a directive, really. But in our situation, we have money that was given privately, which was never government money, and we aren't able to spend that either. Mm. The government has told us we're not to spend it.
Let's talk about that money. I understand that this was a bequest. What's the situation?
It was a considerable bequest from a gentleman who lived in the old age section of Maitland Hospital or York Peninsula Hospital, and he left it to us. It was contested by members of the family, and the government helped and challenged that and won the amount of money which we now have in a bank account. And we did spend some on the healing garden at the back of the hospital, which is beautiful, but we're not able to spend any more now at all.
Why?
That's a question the government need to ask, tell us, because we don't know why. There are things that we urgently need, but they just won't approve of anything to be spent.
All right, so what sort of things do you urgently need?
Well, Maitland needs new curtains, which would cost several thousand. Some of the curtains are in shreds and they really look terrible. And in Minleton, in the Melaleuca section, they need carpet. The carpet's threadbare and holes, and they need new seating. Some of the seating in the old sections, they're not able to get out of the seats. When they get into the seats, they need seats that are suitable for old people, and not only that, they've got a dreadful aroma. And there are other things that we need too, but we're not allowed to replace them.
Right, so this bequest money was given and some of it was spent on the healing garden.
Yes.
There are all of these things that are relatively minor that would cost several thousand dollars each, probably, for each small project.
That's right.
And you have put that through your committee and asked for the money to be released?
Some of it we have, yes. The curtains but we've been advised that we're not allowed now to spend it.
And that's by SA Health?
Yes.
And so have they released any money to you in recent times?
No new money. We have the same amount of money we had before, but this money we want to spend is the bequest from this deceased estate.
So it's with a bank account with them earning interest?
In a bank account in our name, in the local bank, earning interest, yes.
Hmm. Now, what do you believe needs to be done?
Well, I think really that when someone leaves a bequest and states what it's for in their will, that's what should be carried out. And when the government comes along and says, you can't do that, they're actually changing the conditions of a person's will. And I really wonder whether they should be allowed or are legally able to do that. That's the situation. It's very frustrating. These curtains have been needing to be replaced for 18 months now. And I was recently in the hospital and I could see them from my bedroom window and they wouldn't be attractive to visitors either.
What sort of effect does the state of a local hospital have on the community?
Well, it's not a good thing to see your hospital that you've worked so hard for over the years run down. Maitland Hospital, that was over millions and millions of dollars. It was all raised locally. and the people put it there. It belongs to them, really. And when they see their hospital going downhill, I don't think people are very happy about it. But their hands are tied because the government has got rid of local people to do anything. They don't buy food locally. They don't let us raise money. Or we can raise money, but it's very difficult now. It's a very hard situation. It takes incentive out of the local community to support the hospital because they don't really have guilds or people to do raising of any monies anymore. It's all been taken over by the government and people have lost interest in or lost their ability to raise money for their local hospitals.
Dan Van Hulst-Pelikan, the member for Stewart, said that he, in the hospitals in his electorate, that many HAC members had, according to his information, been leaving because they were sort of disenfranchised. They felt, you know, that they couldn't or didn't want to continue with this process. Have you seen that happening in your area?
Yes, we have. We're four short on our HAC. And I think the ones that are there are sticking there because they're determined. But sometimes we sit there and wonder why they formed HACs in the first place, because we seem to be powerless to do anything, and it just seems to be a waste of time and breath.
Minister Snelling talked to us last week and he said that he was going to try and get out into the regions and meet HAC members. If he came to your next HAC meeting, what do you think you'd have to say to him?
Quite a lot that he probably wouldn't like. But first of all, I'd ask him why we're not allowed to spend money that we've been left and it's never come from the government's pockets.